Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf mem aleph, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf mem amid beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanesuna batzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned le'ilui nishmas Rivka basi bodel chaim toivim Rabbi Gavriel Tzvi, Rabbi Avram Chaim ben Binyamin Zev, and Mordechai Menachem ben Elchanan. So yesterday, we began a new perek, the fifth perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, which returns to the regular program, albeit briefly, talking about different halachos related to Bezdin and related to Eidos. Specifically, the Mishnah began, Hayu Boitkin Oysan B'Shevach HaKiros, that when they were Boitik, the Eidim, said they would be Boitik them with seven Chakiros. What were those seven chakiros? Be'ezah shavua, what shmita did this event that you're testifying about occur? Be'ezah shana, what year in the shmita did it occur? Be'ezah chodesh, what month? Be'kama b'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ezah yoim, what day of the week? Be'ezah shah, what hour of the day was it? Be'ezah makayim, and where exactly did it take place? Now, the purpose of these seven chakiros, high level, was to cross-examine the Eidim, but more specifically, as we spoke out, was to make sure that the Eidus would be Yochel HaZimah. Now the truth is, the makar to the fact that the purpose of the Chakiros is that it should be an Eidus at Yochel HaZimah is a Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph from the base, a Gemara that we're going to see towards the end of today's Daf. But either way, the Mishnah said that amongst all the questions that were asked to Eidim, seven of them were unique, and these are known as the seven Chakiros. Now, where is it Chal Lehalacha, that there's something unique about the seven chakiros? So the Mishnah goes on and says that if one of the Eidim would say any idea with regards to any of these questions, the halacha is the Eidus would be batal. Meaning there were other questions that were going to be asked, there was additional cross-examination, but there was just to try to see, maybe the Eidim are going to trip up. If the Eid would say any idea, so he obviously didn't trip up. When it comes to these questions, it's not enough that the Eidus doesn't contradict itself, but you need an affirmative. You have to hear from each one of the Eidim exactly when this took place, exactly where this took place, so that now, in the event, Eidim would come and suggest that Immanuel Yisim Bemal Complaini, there would be enough in the original Eidus to be able to execute the Parsha of Azam. The Mishnah, however, continued, and the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yossi, the great Tana, was Chaylik. He said that there weren't seven Chakiros, but rather there were only three Chakiros. Be'ezah Yoim, what day did this happen? Be'ezah Shah, what hour of the day did this happen? And Be'ezah Mokoyim, where exactly did it happen? So whereas according to the Tanakam and the Mishnah, it was Sheva Chakiros. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was only three, and it's in Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and the Machloikas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, that today's daf begins. Tanya, Omar Lehem Rabbi Yossi L'Chachamim. So the Mishnah, of course, brings the Machloikas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim B'Kitzer. There are Brises that had a more extended version of this Machloikas. This Brise is one of them. So Rabbi Yossi in this Brise tells the Chachamim, L'Divreichem, according to you, let me ask you a question. Misha Baba Amma Emesh Harga. If somebody would walk into Bezdin, or if two Eidim would walk into Bezdin, and they would say, yesterday, Reuven killed Shimon, would it make any sense in the world to start asking questions? Tell me, Be'ezah Shavua, in which Shemitah of the Yovel cycle did this happen? Be'ezah Shana, what year? Be'ezah Chodesh, what month? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month was it? He told you, it was yesterday, right? So whatever Shemitah yesterday was, that's when this happened, etc., etc. So Rabbi Yossi tells the Chachamim, I don't understand. Every time Eidim walk at the Bezdin and you ask him these seven questions, doesn't seem to be so logical. Amar Loisi, they told him back, Lidvarech, according to you, Misha Baba Amar Achshav Argoy, if somebody would walk into Bezdin and he would say that this homicide took place right now, Amar Loisi, would it make sense to say, Be'ezah Yom, what day did it happen? Be'ezah Shah, what hour of the day did it happen? Be'ezah Makim, where did it happen? He said it happened right now. Right now, meaning right here, right now. So those questions wouldn't make sense either. Meaning, you, Rabbi Yossi, are arguing that the seven questions have no pshat in the event that someone's going to walk into Bezdin and say, Emesh, well, your three questions don't make sense in the event that somebody's going to walk into Bezdin and say, Achshav, El, what do you have to say? Afagaf to Leitzarech. Even though it's true, some of these questions, in many of the instances, would not make so much sense. Ramin and Ola, we're still going to ask it, Kid Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and it's based on something Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said. So what did Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say? Rashi says, Le'il daf lamed Beis Amid Beis. Rav Shimon Elazar was the one that said that they used to make the Edom travel from place to place. So there was some form of interrogation that Beis Din used to impose upon the Edom because they were trying to get them to back out in the event that they weren't telling the truth. So there's an idea that we're going to wear them down a little bit. So just like moving them from point A to point B is not rational, but you're wearing them down. So too, asking them questions that you know the answer to is also not rational, but you're just doing it to wear them down. But the point is, you, Reb Yossi, have to be moida that even the three questions that we ask sometimes is mernit, kiddur Reb Shimon Elazar, nu, hachanami, so too, the seven questions that I'm saying we always have to ask, afagafta loy tzarech, ramin and alek, Reb Shimon Elazar, that's what we are going to do. Meaning, the Chachamim told Reb Yossi, I'm asking to you. If an aide would walk into Beis Din and say yesterday, all these questions really would not make any sense. Why then were they asked? They were asked, Kiddur Reb Shimon Elazar, and the Chacham told Reb Yossi, I think you have to agree to what we're saying, because really your three questions don't make that much more sense than our seven questions do, says the Gemara of Reb Yossi. Okay, so what was Reb Yossi thinking? Reb Yossi doesn't have a problem with the three questions. He has a problem with the seven questions. What's his problem with the seven questions? What happens if the Edom say Emesh? Okay, so what happens if the Edom say Achshav? The Teretz is Emesh Hargoy Shchiach Beroiv Idios. It seems that most idiots, people would walk into Beis Din and they would say something that happened yesterday. So it's shchiach, actually, that that's what would happen. And as a result, to impose questions for things that are already loy shchiach, kiddur Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Yossi doesn't hear that so much. However, as it relates to achshav, that's not something that's shchiach. I mean that's not something that's shchiach, so therefore, to ask these three questions would make sense. In the event that the eight would say achshav, it's true, but that's already a case that's loy shchiach. And being that it's loy shchiach, meaning when we're going to set the policy of the questions that should be asked, we're going to work on what's shchiach. To say emesh is shchiach. I mean that emesh is shchiach. So it's for that reason to say these three things make a lot of sense. Achshav is loy shchiach, and being that achshav is loy shchiach, it's for that reason these three questions, at the very least, would have to be asked. Now, the Achroinim do discuss a little bit that if the shchiach case is emesh, then why do you ask Be'ez HaYoy? What does emesh mean? Emesh means yesterday. The truth is, more accurately, emesh means last night. That's really what it means, right? That's the Teich. The word emesh is mentioned in the Torah. And it means last night. And if that's the case, so once he says emesh, so you want to know where, okay, that's not nichlal and emesh. And you want to know be'ez shah, meaning was it 8 o'clock at night, was it 10 o'clock at night? But be'ez yoim, if he said emesh, then really that shouldn't be necessary either. Meaning if Rabbi Yossi is forming his questions based on the Shchiach de Ge'edis, so anything that in the Shchiach de Ge'edis would be understood, we're not going to ask, but what wouldn't be understood, so l'chura, it should be two questions, not three. Be'ez shah, yeah, be'ez makom, yeah, but be'ez yoim, l'chura, das likchoin in emesh, and this is something that the Achroinim already talk about. But the bottom line is, it comes out that there's a fundamental difference between the seven questions of Libid HaChachamim and the three questions of Libid Rabbi Yossi. Again, all these questions are coming to establish the idea of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azim, as we're going to see. And that's why any Yedeh B'Chakiro Yistalach is the Eidus is going to be Batal. But you have seven questions in the world of the Chachamim, you have three questions in the world of Rabbi Yossi. Really, in most cases of Eidus, you shouldn't have even needed the seven questions. The reason you have the seven questions, according to the Chachamim, Miskid Reb Shimon Elazar, this is part of the wearing down, the interrogation process. According to Reb Yossi, being that you don't need those questions in most cases, so therefore there's no halacha of Shevach HaKiris. Most cases you would need three. Achrayna Mutsch a little bit, why the third? Maybe only two, but that's why it'd be three. Now, what if you needed the other questions? Of course you would ask the other questions. We're not debating that. The question, however, is there a din that any time an eid walks in to say eidus, you ask seven questions or three questions? According to Chachamim, you're always going to ask seven questions. According to Reb Yossi, I don't know. Most cases, I think you're only going to ask three. There will be situations where you're going to need additional questions. Now, without question, you'll ask those additional questions. And by the way, if you say any idea, then of course it's going to knock out the entire Eidus. Either way, Makirin Ata Moisav Echul. So moving along in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah shifted, pivoted from the Chakirois to the Bedikois. Again, the Chakirois are when and where, which leads into Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azimah. And the Bedikois are all these other different questions that were tailor-made to the exact Eidus that was going on. Now, the Mishnah gave some examples. The Mishnah said, Makir Natam Oisai, did you recognize this person? And Rashi explained it in the case of a Ritzicha, so there was some homicide. Do you know the person that was killed? What's the Shaila? Who cares? No, was he a Yid or not? I mean, it's true. It doesn't matter if it's Reuven or Shimon, but you just have to make sure it's not an Eini Yehudi, because if it's an Eini Yehudi, this person's not subject to capital punishment. His Shreisim boy, was there Hasra, right? Hasra is a very important thing. It's going to be the next Gemara we're going to learn. In the event that was Avodah Zarah, Esmi Avad, Ubame Avad, right? What Avodah Zarah did he worship, and exactly how did he go about worshiping it? Either way, the Mishnah, again, gave us the short version of the questions that were asked. The Gemara is going to bring a braisa that's going to be a little bit longer. Tanu Rabbanan. They would ask as follows, Makir Nata Moisai, did you recognize him? Meaning, Nachri Harag or Yisrael Harag. So that Rashi in the Mishnah is really a Mefurish Abraisa. His Sreisenboy, did you give him Asra? And the question was, not only did you give Asra, but also Kibel all of Asra. Did he accept Asra? Meaning, do you know for sure that he heard it and that he was Makabalit? Hit the Ratz Melomisa. Then they would ask him, was he Materatz Melomisa? So the Gemara on Daf Mamalef is going to talk a little bit about Hitteratz Melomisa. But there's an idea that the only time a person would be Chayev Misas Bezdin is if he received Hasra, which means he knows that if he violates this commandment right now, he's subject to Misas Bezdin. And he says, in the words of Rashi, Al Menas Kein Ani Yosa, that I am doing it, Al Menas, that I'm going to be bound to this punishment. And Rashi goes weiter. The imloy hifker atzmai. It's like a lotion of hefker almost. Like the person is making himself hefker. He's saying, Amanaske not yours. So they would ask him this question. Was he matar atzmai lemisa? Not just that. They would ask him, Hemus b'toich kedei dibor? Did this ritzicha take place toich kedei dibor from the hasra? So this is another very important halacha. That's not enough you give hasra. And it's not enough the person says, I do. And it's not even enough that the person is matar atzmai lemisa. You need that the averus should take place literally toich kedei dibor from when this all went down. Even Avodah Zarah, in the event that it was Avodah Zarah, they would ask him, Mi'avad, what Avodah Zarah was he worshipping? What is the Shiloh? The Pa'or Avad, the Markulis Avad, right? These are the two of the more infamous Avodah Zarahs. Ubameh Avad, exactly how did he do it? Was it Bezibuach, he shachted a carbon, Bekitor, right, he did a Haktara, Benisuch of Nisuch Dayayin, fame, Behishtachava, did he bow down to it? Meaning, they would ask very, very nuanced questions, and again, it's all tailored to what exactly the Aveira was. So if it's Ritzicha, it's one list of questions. If it's Avodah Zarah, it's other list of questions. If it's Chil Shabbos, it's going to be another list of questions, right? But one thing, the Mishnah gives the short version of it, and the Brisa, of course, gives the more extended version of it. Either way, this next Gemara is a classic. Amaru, Ula said, Minayin lahasra menatayr. What is the Makar Tahasra? So again, in order for someone to get Mises Bezdin, Sha'alzeh Anudanin, pun intended, you have to have received Hasra. If there was no Hasra, then there's no Mises Bezdin. The truth is, not only is Mises Bezdin Tali in Hasra, Malkus is also Tali in Hasra. So there's no Mises Bezdin, and there's also no Malkus unless there was Hasra. Now, as it relates to the Shulchan Aruch of Hasra, Ayin Shas, right? It comes up in so many different places. Sugis in Shavuos, Sugis in Makis, right? It comes up everywhere. So really, the Shulchan Aruch of Asra is rather complex. Do the Edom have to be the ones to give the Asra? What if somebody else gives the Asra? What if an Isha gave the Asra? Hasra Safik, Shma Safik, Leishma Safik, right? A whole Shma Hasra, Leishma Hasra, right? A whole bunch of different Shailas as relates to Asra. We need to know one thing for our Sugya, and that is that the primary purpose of Asra was lahavchim ben shogeg v'mezid. You have to make sure that this person that's doing the aveir right now is a mezid, because if he's not a mezid, you can't punish him. Right? Anytime Adam sees someone doing something, how did they know he was a mezid? Maybe he was a shogeg. You don't know if it's titzach bayanim in haaretz. So if that's the case, how in the world can you walk into Bezdin and say that I'm confident that this person was mechal Shabbos b'mezid, as a result he's chay mitzah? Maybe he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. Maybe he was an oimer mutter. And that's why the Gemara says, lo nitna hasra elo lahavchin ben shoigig l'mezid. That's really the yisoid of hasra. It's to be mavchin ben shoigig l'mezid. So there's a mandamer in Shas that holds eishes chaver in a tzricha hasra. It's going to come up later in the daf. But the bottom line is, let's just keep the sugya simple right now, and that is the purpose of Asra is lahavchin bein shoygin lemezid. But at the same time, we have to have a makar in the Torah that there's something called Asra, and this is what Ulu was coming to address. Minayin lahasra min haTorah, and as we'll see, both regarding dinei nefashas and regarding malchus. So he said, Shenem Maritz learned out from the following pasuk. It says, V'isha sheyikach es achoysoy, bas aviv, Oy bas imoy v'ra'a es ervasa v'hi sira es ervasoy chesedu v'nichsu leine b'nei amam ervas achoyse gila avoyne yisa. So this is a long-winded pasuk. It's in the parsha of Arayis, and it talks about the erva of achoyse. Now, The way the Torah describes this person that was nichshol in the erva of achoisai is the Torah says v'ra'a es ervasa, right? V'hi sira es ervasa, ifreit l'gemara, atu b'ri'iya talia milsa. It's not tali in ri'iya. Elo, what then does the Torah mean when it says v'ra'a? Ad sheyiru taim moshal davar. What it means is that the only time you can give somebody the oinish for achoisai is if the person saw taim moshal davar. So what does ra'a mean? Not physically saw, but they heard and understood what's going on. We just had last week in Chumash here, Vatere Ho'isha, right? After the Nachash tells Chava that the reason the Eibusha doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas is because Hashem knows that as soon as you're going to eat from it, you're going to become like an Elikim, etc., etc. So what does the Pasuk say? Vatere Ho'isha. Rashi says, Vatere, what did she see? She didn't see anything, but she deheard, meaning made a lot of sense to her. And she chab that that's probably what it is. So the idea of Re'iya sometimes is that you're Oymid on Tamu Shaldover. And that's what this means. Now, the parish of Achoisa is talking about Karis, right? Someone that's Baal Achoisa is not Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, he's Chayiv Karis. Up in Eino Inyan Likaris, Tineu Inyan Lamalkis, and Eino Inyan Likaris. Why Eino Inyan Likaris? Because if the whole purpose of Asra is Lahavkim in Shaykh Lamezi, so where's the Negei if you're dealing with Karis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does know those Tutsich Bayanim and Maritz. Right, we said the reason you need Asra is because how do the Edom know? I understand, but the Eibishter does know, right? So because the Eibishter knows, really Asra would be completely insignificant. So you don't need it for Karis, and being that you don't need it for Karis, so Tineu in your Malkus. Now why Malkus? How do you know to jump from Karis to Malkus? How do you know to jump from Karis to Malkus? Would it actually make more sense maybe to go from Malkus to Mises Bezdin? That's more Chomer, so maybe there you need Asra. The answer is because Achoisa is subject to Malkus as well, right? All the eight people that are Chayef Karis, in the event that there was Asra to Malkus, would get Malkus. In fact, Abal Achoisa is mentioned in the Mishnah of the Eloi and Aloikin, the first Mishnah, the third paragraph of Masechtas Malkus. Achoisa will never be Chayef Mises Bezdin, but Achoisa will be Chayef Malkus. So it's in the parasha of Achoisa, in the context of Karis, but in the parasha of Achoisa. And Achoisa is something that is the Eloi and Aloikin, and therefore Tanei in the Malkus. Either way, the Veit Chizkiya Tano, in the Veit Chizkiya, they had a different pshat. They had a different makar to the concept of Hasra. It's not learned out from the Ra'a as Hervasa was stated in the parish of Baal HaChosai, but rather it's learned out from one of the psukim that talk about Ritzicha. It says, V'chiyazit ish al re'eyu lahargoy ba'arma me'im mizbechi tikachen olam. So this is someone that's a Ritzeach, even if he's a Kayin and he's doing the Avoida, me'im mizbechi, right, Karbon Tamid, abe me'im mizbechi tikachen olam. So what do you see from here? Says the Gemara, Shehisru Bai, it must be talking about whether it was Hasra, Vadayin Umezid, and he's still Umezid. So it's very sosum what exactly the drash is. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi has two pshatim, which by the way is the raya that it's sosum, right? When there's two answers to a question, it means something's not 100% clear. Usually Rashi has one pshat, almost every single time. So if Rashi has a Lishna Achrina, something is bothering Rashi. It's always what's bothering Rashi, but here it's something a little bit mibnuchad. But the bottom line is, the way Rashi explains it in the second shot that he says is the ikr is v'chiyazit is really a lashon asid. So it sounds like this ritzicha is going to happen in the future. Not happening in the future, it happened already, right? Me'im mizbechi tikachen olamos, because you somehow know what's going to take place in the future? No. This person killed somebody, b'mezid, and as a result, me'im mizbechi tikachen olamos. So why are we saying it in the future tense? It's mashmazok rashi tamid hu bizdoinoi. That this person was amazed the whole time. As if to say that this person was about to do the Avera, and the Edom told him, don't do it. And he said, I'm doing it, and then he did it. So there was like some hazada of tamid. And it's there that we find this idea that it must be that he violated some sort of hasra. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a similar makar. It says, "Amoitzen oisoi mekoishish etzim." This is talking about the infamous mekoishish etzim. And here too, the diak is mekoishish etzim sounds like not in the asid, but here it's in the hoiva. But this too should have been in the avar, right? It should have been. Rashi says shekishish etzim. Why does it say mekoishish? His rabbi v'adayin who mekoishish. So the v'chiyazit should have been in the past tense, it says it in the future tense, must be Adayin who makes it, and the Mekoshish should have been in the past tense, it's in the present tense. Atzad HaShavah Shavahen is they're not in the past tense, which is really where it should have been, and this is the Makar of V'Adayin who makes it, Adayin who makes it. The Rebbe Tana, a fourth Mahalach, it says, Al Dvar Asher Ino, and this is talking about somebody that's born on Naira Muraso, and it says the word Al Dvar, we learn from there, Al Iske Dibor, that the only time someone's going to be Chayiv Misa for being born on Naira Muraso, if there was some sort of Dibor, what's the Dibor? Zakrashi, one word, Asra. It must be that this is what it was. So the bottom line is, if you tally up all the sources that we have four makaris to the concept of Asra. Number one, Baal Achoisai, the ra and inu lekaris tneu inu lamalkis, and then we have from the reitzeach v'chiyazedish areyu loshanasin. We have it from the mekoshesh and was mechal shabbos mekoshesh nad shekishesh, and then we have it from the baal naira muras. So gemar v'tzrichi nido for e kas rachmana choisoi. Had only said a chois have a min. I would have thought chavi malkis and chavi misos loy. I would have thought it's only true for chavi malkis, not true for chavi misos. Right, because a baal choisoi is shaych to malkis kas rachmana kiyazed. So for that reason, the Torah said kiyaz to tell me it's true even for misos, but because so when that's a reitzeach, the meizah is chayiv sayif. No, v'inishvi, that's a more killer digger misas bez, an alpha skill of the chamura. But as it relates to skira, that's more chamur, a malag. I would have thought not. Therefore, tzricha, I need the parsha of Mekoshesh, who was Mechal Shabbos. Someone's Bechal Shabbos Meizah is Chayiv Skilo. Additionally, the parasha of Baal Naira Murasa, because someone's Baal Naira Murasa, he too is going to be Chayiv Skilo. And the Gemara, straight to Gemara, what's the obvious question? V'tarti bin Eskal Nomali, why do I need two Skilos, right? I have a Malkus, I have a Sayif, and I have two Skilos. What do you need two? So the Gemara says like this, Lay Reb Shimon, and this is really a hemshech to some of the Cheshboinus of yesterday's act. According to Reb Shimon, that holds what? That Sreif is more Chomer than Skilo, so it's lastly in this Rafa. So I would need to know that even Sreifa, which is so Chomer, but at the same time, the only time this is going to be true is if you're going to have Asra. And the Rabbana, according to Rabbana, that holds Sreif is less Chomer than Skilo. So once you know Skilo, Kalva Chomer, Sreif, it's true. Abim Milsa, the Asya, the Kalva Chomer, Tarech, the Kasav, Lakra, which again was what the Gemara said in yesterday's that Freit the Gemara, the Lichtev Rachmana bin Eskalim, the Lesi Hanuch, the Ligmerumine. Let it just say by Skilo. Skilo is the most Chomer. And if I know it by Skilo, that the only time you're going to give a guy Skilo, which is a Parsha Chamura is Behasra, so I would know Kal V'Chomer Hereg, and I would know Kal V'Chomer Malkis L'Chura, I would know Kal V'Chomer anything. So the Gemara says, Hachinami, you're right. Really, it could have done that. Abim Milsa Dasi, but Kal V'Chomer Tarech V'Kasav Chomer. This is such an idea. Some of these Torah says things that don't really need to be said. Milsa Dasi, but Kal V'Chomer, and it's for that reason that the Torah went about and said it in the way that it said it. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter. And that is, so we just learned the Gemara, that the Gemara brings the Makar to Hasra. And in fact, it's not one Makar, it's really four Makaris that teach us the Halach of Hasra. There's a Gemara in Masechtes Ma'ikotan, Daf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there talks about someone that's Menachesh on Shabbos. So what does it mean to be a Menachesh? You weed, right? So you pull the weeds out of the field. We're not farmers, but you pull the weeds out of a field on Shabbos. So if somebody does that, says the Gemara, Mishumai Masrinabe. If you're going to give him Asra, meaning it's Chil Shabbos, so what Melacha of the Lamites Melachas is he violating so that you should know exactly how to go about giving him Asra? And the Gemara says, V'hamash Kemayim Lizram too. If somebody waters seeds, there too, my Masrinabe. And the Gemara says it was Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Amma Mishum Chayresh, Rabbi Yosef Amma Mishum Zayre. Rabbi holds that someone that's Menachish or is Mashkemaim Lizron is a Chayresh. Rabbi Yosef holds someone that's Menachish or someone that's Mashkemaim Lizron is considered a Zayre. So the Gemara asks that if you see someone watering his garden on Shabbos, or if you see somebody pulling his weeds out on Shabbos, you want to quickly give him Asra, because what he's doing is wrong. Mishumai Masrinim Be. And it's a machloikis. Mishum chayrish, mishum zayrei. Now, the first thing you see in this Gemara is that it's not enough to just say, you know, you're being mechal Shabbos. You have to get the melacha right. This is really a big sugya, way beyond the scope of what we're able to do in a daf yomi shir, which is a very, very long daf, as we're going to see. So we can't really get into this. But this is what's going on in this Gemara. But what we want is a toisvis. Toisvis dibra maschon mishumai masrinon. Zok toisvis. De ein adam loika, veloi nerag, elo behasra. Because we know a person can't get malchus or misas bez unless there was asra. Shem masrinon boy, because you have to warn him, loi sasa hachisura. Don't do this iser. Kidem afkinon. Be Sanhedrin daf mem aleph, mi kra from sukim, our sugyo, did tzarech lefarish shem ho isra behed. That when you give a person asra, you have to be mefarish the shem ho isra behed. Meaning, Tosfos is being mefarish the Gemara, right? Tosfos is a parish, and just like Rashi was a parish, ki yodua, right? So Tosfos coming to explain the Gemara, who said you have to be nuanced when it comes to Hasra. Zok Taisis learned the sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph, which, by the way, is the makar to the concept of Hasra. Omar Ula Minay L'Hasra Min HaTorah. Four psukim. Bottom line is, this is the source. And Taisis says, if you look at that sugya over there, you're going to see that Tzarech Lefaresh Shem HaIsir Behedya. That you literally have to be mefarish the Shem HaIsir. Is Makshim HaOilam. Where do you see in the sugya that you have to be mefarish the Shem HaOilam? The Shem HaIsir. It's very, very not mevur anywhere in this Gemara, right? What's Poshab Shad? So I saw from Hagoyim Reb David Yoel Weiss in his Megadim Chadashim and Mesechtes Moy Cotton, that Bezom and Bez. He says that L'chayra, I mean, the only Eitzah he could think of is that the first Makar that the Gemara brought was V'isha Shiika Chasachos Abasov V'Basimoy V'ro Eser Vasa. And the Gemara said, Otu Beriya Talia Milsa Ela Ad Sheyiru Taimoy Shaldavar. Means you have to really be oimid on what's going on over here. And it could be unless you're told what the Isser is and Vusishtei, and it's a told of this Avmalach, unless you know Rochel Bitcha Ktana, you didn't see Taimel Shaldavar, and he says it's Yitach, and this is what Toysis means. Because otherwise, Vushtetis and Toysis, and this is something that the Gedolei Achreinim already blibed Tzarechin on, Abim Pshat, it's Ma'id, Ma'id Mistaber, right? I think it's Pshutay Shal Mikra. That this is where it's coming from. But I'll tell you one very interesting thing. And that is the Minchas Chinuch, and this is in Mitzvah Tezayin. So Mitzvah Tezayin of Minchas Chinuch is Shaloi Lishbar Etzem Min HaPesach, right? There's a lav that you're not allowed to break one of the bones of the Karban Pesach. It's interesting. Two of the 613 mitzvahs talk about the Issa to break the bone of a Karban Pesach. Why would it be two? First of all, what are the two? First one is Mitzvah Tezayin, and the second one is Mitzvah Shin Pei Gimel. So why would it be two? It's a giveaway. It's one is talking about the Pesach Rishon, and the other one is talking about the Pesach Sheni. Right? It says it in the Torah twice. It says in Parashas Boy, "Bebayis echod yeyochel loisoytzi min habayis min habosar chutza veetzem loisish berubay." And then it says it again in Parashas. It says it again in Parashas Baloischo. Lo yashiru mimenu ad boiker veetzem lo yishberubay kechol chukas haPesach. So it says it twice in the Torah, and because it says it twice in the Torah, once by the Pesach Rishon, once by the Pesach Sheni, in the minion of Taryag, the Chinuch was minor twice. You could have heard that maybe it should be one, but the Chinuch held twice. So in the Chinuch, it's Mitzvah Tezayin, Pesach Rishon, and Mitzvah Shin Pei Gimel is Pesach Sheni. So listen to the Mechas Chinuch. He says, if you take a look at the Rambam, here in Hilchis, Karban Pesach, he says as follows: Hashever etzem bePesach tar. If somebody breaks the bone of a Pesach tar, I raise a loike. Shenemar veetzem loisish berubay. Vechein nemar bePesach sheni. Veetzem loisish berubay. This therefore is a makar that is an iser side by Pesach Rishon, side by Pesach sheni. So Mechas Chinuch said, I opened up my Rambam and I realized that there's a terrible mistake in this Rambam. It's such a bad mistake. Umitzvah lehagia b'sifrei Rambam. And he writes, he says, Kubi, you have different Rambams. He said, but in my Rambam, kacha nuscha b'sifrei Rambam shabiyodi. So you might have a different one. But I'm telling you, mitzvah, you have to be moichik. You have to be hagia this Rambam. You know, what did Rambam say? Hashoyver etzem b'pesach tar reza loik. Hashem b'vetzem v'sish b'ruboy. V'chein nema b'pesach sheni. V'etzem v'sish b'ruboy. We just read the two psukim. That's exactly what it says. But the truth is, Dr. Michas Chinuch, if you look carefully at the psukim, it's not what it says. By Pesach Rishon, it says v'etzem v'sish b'ruboy. By Pesach Sheni, it says v'etzem v'yish b'ruboy. By one, it says it with a sof. The other one, it says by yud. The Rambam, in his Lashonei Azov, in the Rambam that the Mechas Chinuch had, by both of them, it said Sish Berubay. So, the Mechas Chinuch, it's a mistake. Because one, it says Sish Beru, the other one says Yish Beru. So, you're going to say, okay, nu. Mitzvah Lahagia? You mamash have to run to the Svarim Shaks and stop being Magia, all the Rambams? What's the grace Indian over here? I hear it's a mistake. And a chinami. But why is this the end of the world? He says, I'm going to tell you why. Because it's nafkeminus la locha. He says, I'll tell you one. It's mevur maikotin daf beis. That when you give asram, yishomai masrinam be. It's not enough that you tell the person this is an iser. You had to tell him what the law is. So what would be if someone's about to break the bone of the Pesach Rishon, and you go with him and you quote Baloischa, the etzem lo yish berubay. Or he's about to break the bone of the Pesach Sheni, and you quote Barshas boy, the etzem lo yish berubay. He's not going to be chay malchus. You give me the guy Malchus, you have no right to give Malchus because you didn't get the right love. You didn't get the right love. And he says, come on, it's a chuk of a tlula, right? The whole idea is lahavchim and shoygig lemeisen. So first of all, it's a din. You have to tell him the love. So if you didn't tell him the love, you didn't tell him the love. And he said, besides, let's say he's doing the Pesach Sheni, and you're going to quote the pasuk of the Pesach Rishon. He might say, yeah, it's a love for Pesach Rishon. He might know, yeah, Pesach, I know that pasuk. That's a Pesach Rishon. That's a Parshas Baruch. They see a pasuk. And he's going to think, maybe by Pesach Sheni, there's really no wisser. And he, I mean, Mamish says, b'zeh alosh, and kein nafgemina gedoylehi, u'mitzvah lehagia b'sifrei harambam. This is Mamish classic. If you look at the Frankel Rambam, they were Magiyat. But the bottom line is, in the Michas Chinuch's Rambam, you didn't have this Aga. And that's what this bothered him. But I'll tell you something interesting. And that is, there's another place where the Michas Chinuch says the same exact thing. And this is in Mitzvah Tof Kuf Nun Zayin. So Mitzvah Tof Kuf Nun Zayin is Mitzvah Ala Oynes Sheyisa Anusase Leisha. Someone's Ma'anes Anisha, so there's a Mitzvah for him to go and marry the woman that he was Ma'anes. Right? It's a pasuk in the Torah. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and marry her. V'nosan isha sheichevi b'lavi anayro chamishin kosa, pay the knas. V'lo yisiyel isha dosi the mitzvah tachas asher ino. And then there's a lav also. Lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. You have the same exact pasuk almost as it relates to the mitzi shemra. Someone's mitzi shemra. So there too, the Torah says v'anchu oisa meyak kasef v'nosnu lavi anayro ki hoitzi shemra al psulas yisrael v'lo yisiyel isha lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. By the oines, it says lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. By the mitzi shemra, it says lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. Zokta mechaschinach, it's posh to me. He says, take a look at what I wrote in mitzvah tezayin, that if you would mix up the hasrois, the lamed, shalcha l'shalcha, it would be a problem and it would not be considered a bona fide hasra. I mean, this is classic. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaite. So the Brisa, which again gave the longer version of like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of how this all works, said that the person has to be Matar Atzmi L'Misa. What's the Makar? You have to be Matar Atzmi L'Misa. Amar Rav Evitei Mechizki. Amar Kroh says in the Torah, Yumas Hameis. And we learn from the words, Yumas Hameis, Achiyata Atzmi L'Misa. What's the drasha? As if to say, before we kill him, he's already dead. He gave himself up L'Misa. He was Mafgar Atzmi L'Misa. Yumas Hameis. He was already a mace. This next Gemara is like a real classic. So if the last Gemara was a classic, this is what we call classic Ben Benoishal classic. So Rav Chanan said as follows: Eidei Naira Hamurasa Shehuzmu Einera. Two Eidim walk into Beis Din and they say Ploini was born a Naira Hamurasa. They were found to be Eidim Zoymemen. Said Rav Chanan da Amoira Einera. You can't kill them. Now, what do you mean? You can't kill them. What was going to happen to the Boyle and to the Naira Murasa? They were going to get Mises Bezin. So, of course, they should be killed. Ain't that rocket? And the reason is, because they could always say, our kivun was not for this Naira Murasa to get killed. Our kivun was for her to become Asa to her husband. That's all we were trying to do. We never intended on her dying. I don't know, this is coming as news to me. You want to know what the kasha zomam was? The zmama was that she should be osra bailo. The zmama was never that she should die. Fake the Gemara, 1 second. How could you say that? Va'asruba, there would have had to have been hasra, right? So if there was hasra, so the hasra is the hafkim and shaykh lamezit, so that means they also know what's going on. So the must lay asruba. No, it's talking about when there was no hasra. Rav Chana meant when there was no Asra. If there was no Asra, then she was not going to be killed anyways, which means there could have never been a Gemar Din for her to die. So if Kamuvin, there would be no Basis like Kashazama Lassalacha. Kashazama would be, but she's going to die. Now, if they're found to be Zaymimin, Kamash Malan, Lo Yisra by Labanu. But if there was no Asra, she's anyways not going to be killed. So Gemara says, no, but Isha Chaver. It's talking about where this woman was an Isha Chaver. Right, she's a Talmud Chacham. Va'alibid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going, Alibid Rabbi Yosef. The time going to the Brice, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer, Chaver ain't Tzara Chasra. A Chaver, Talmud Chacham, doesn't need Asra. Fishle nit Nasra, we'll have them in Shoig Lameis. Because the whole purpose of Asra is to be Mafkim and Shoig Lameis. So it's talking about when she was an Isha Chaver. There was Takino Asra. She was going to get killed. Why? Alibid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Chaver ain't Tzara Chasra. However, they technically now should have been killed. So Rav Chanan, being that they could say Lo Yisra by Labanu, they're not going to be killed. Faith in Gemara, Abba Kivan, the Inu Lay Miktali, I Hechi Miktala. I don't understand. There's another problem to the extent that you can't kill them. So you shouldn't be able to kill her either. Because Havala Eidah Shiati Yochel Azim, Chale Eidah Shiati Yochel Azim, Lo Yishma Eidah. Right. It sounds like what we're saying is that if they're found to be Zoymim, then they're not going to be killed. Meaning she's going to get killed. Afilu Hachi, if they're found to be Zoymim, the laws of Kasha Zaman are not going to apply. L'chari, Adifl, the laws of Kasha Zaman wouldn't apply, so now it's Eidah Shiat Yochel Azimah, and Eidah Shiat Yochel Azimah is Loishma Eidah, so the Gemara says, Hachinami. And that's what Rav Chana meant. It's true. Mitoich she'ein nerogin, she'ichoyvim lo'ima lo'isra abay lo'banu, afi eino nereges, tabla Eidah Shiat Yochel Azimah. It's true, and Hachinami. He didn't just mean that they're not going to be killed, he meant to take it to the next level as well. Meaning, whatever's implied from that, oh, now it's Eidah Shiat Yochel Azimah, it's true, because since Eidah Shiat Yochel Azimah, we're not going to kill her either. So the Gemara says, Elo b'isha chaveru, the kaimel and the mikdol, ibid reveis Rabbi Yehuda, heichi mishkachasa, we have a Kabbalah, some sort of Messiah, that it is possible for an isha chaveru to be killed in the event that she was a Naira Murasa. So, heichi mishkachasa, how is it ever going to be possible? You can't kill her unless there were two Eidim. The Eidim could always say, Lo Yisrael bai labanu. Therefore, it's going to be Eidah Shiat Yochel Azimah, and Eidah Shiat Yochel Azimah is Nishkan Eidah. So the Gemara says, Kishe Zinsa V'chazer V'zinsa. It would be Nageya if this woman had been Mizana once, and now she's being Mizana again. Meaning, being that she was Mizana twice, so at this point she's also Abayla anyways. And being she's also Abayla anyways, so now there's no Taina anymore of Laisra Abayla Bon. So it's true. If this is the first time she's being Mizana, Laisra Abayla Bon. But being that it's possible that it was Zinsa v'chazer v'zinsa, on a Zinsa v'chazer v'zinsa, it's on the second Zinsa, that's where it'd be Negeya, the halacha, that an Eishas Chavar is subject to the parasha of Naira Murasa. Right, the Gemara, but even there, if you're telling me that the Edom always have a right to say Lo Yisrael Bay Labanu, the Edom should also be able to say Lo Yisrael Bay Labanu. We know Kashem Shasru Labal Kachasru Labal. So why don't we say that it's again Eidah Shiat Yochel Azimah, because they can't be killed because they could always say Lo Yisrael Bay Labanu. I mean, if we're buying Rav Chanan's argument, which the Gemara is buying without a question, that there's a concept of Lo Yisrael Bay Labanu, there should be a concept of Lo Yisrael Bay Labanu as well. So the Gemara says Shezin Sami Bay Rishon. It's talking about where the Eidos was that she was Mizanim at the Zelba Boil at Tzvetamo. So being that she was already also the Baal, and she was also already also to the Boil, since for that reason it's not Nageya. Inami, alternatively, Shezinsa Mikroiver. It would be Nageya where she was Mizana with one of her Kroiver, being that she's anyways also to the Karev. So at this point, this is anyways a moot point, because she's Saivi Aser. So over here, it's not Nageya to Aser her to the Boil Sheni. Therefore, she would be Chayev Misa. They have no alibi of Loisra al Baila, because she was already Mazana once. There's no alibi of Loisra al Baila, either because it was the same Baila or because it was a Karen. That's where it would be Negeya, that an Eshas Chavar would be subject to the parasha of Naira Murasa. Faith the Gemara, Maish Naira Murasa de Naka. This whole halacha of Rav Chanan. Eide Naira Murasa, Shalusma Eine Rogin. And let me do it in Naira Murasa. I feel a Nesuanami, right? Isn't this true even for Nesua? Right? Why did he pick the case of Naira Murasa? Naira Murasa is unique in different respects, most notably that a Naira Murasa is Chayv Skila, whereas a regular Eishes Ish that's Mizana is only Chayv Chenek, Peseder. But this halach has nothing to do with Naira Murasa. Lo Yisra Bai Labanu is true for any Eishes Ish. What's the difference if she's a Naira Murasa or if she's not a Naira Murasa? Murasa says, in, you're right, Allah Filu, Hai, Deloi, Yosfa, Tuse, Yechaylum, Lemi, Lo Yisra Bai Labanu. The reason we picked this case was because it would have been a Havamina, Lo Yisra Bai Labanu is when they're living already, Derech Ishos. But if all it is Erisin, by definition, that's what Naim Rasa is. So they're not living Derech Ishos, so you would have thought, you're going to say, Lo Yisra Bai Labanu, this already seems a little bit dachel, Kamash Blon, that even in this case, this is something that you're able to say. It's just to come up for breath again for 1 second. And that is, Reb Kiva Eger, this is brought down in the blue Reb Kiva Eger's, page Tzadike, right here in Masechta Sanhedrin, brings that he saw a beautiful ha'ara from his brother, Rabbunim Eger. So Rabbunim Eger was Kivega's brother, he was also the Chassam Sofer's Mechutin, he was also the Chassam Sofer's uncle, obviously, because Kivega was the Chassam Sofer's Shver. A lot of correspondence in Chuvah's Chassam Sofer between the Chassam Sofer and Rabbunim Eger. But either way, he brings a beautiful ha'ara that he heard from his brother Rabbunim Eger. That is the Shvus Yaakov in a Chuvah. And this is a Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadik Dalet. He brings that the Maros Sosoin, one of the Kadmoinim, in his Shailas to Chuvah's Teras MS, he cleared a Shaila. His Shaila was, we know that if an Eishas Ishas Mezana, she becomes Asa to the Baal, and she becomes Asa to the Baal as well. So he clears a suffix in his truvis. What would be if Eishas Ish was Mizana, but this nus did not make her usher to the husband? Would she be usher to the boil, or would she not be usher to the boil? And he's besopik, he's not sure. Meaning is the issa l'boil only when the bia shafs issa l'baal? Kishem shasur l'baal, kachasur l'baal. Maybe one's not going to do with the other. Stoan issa baal, stoan issa boil. And it could be they're completely independent of each other. This is the hakira that the maros saw Sinclair. So the Shvus Yaakov brings the maros sasin and he says, b'mchilas kvoy teirasa shal agoyin hanal, he forgot a mefurish the Gemara. Because it's mefurish in the Gemara here in Sanhedrin, daf mem aleph amid aleph, that the Gemara said that there would be a hechatimtza where Edom would walk into Bezdin and they would say that a naira murasa was mezana sim sveitin mal. The halach is, it would be edush yat yochlas. I mean, we wouldn't be able to kill them. And the reason we wouldn't be able to kill them is because they should always be able to say, lo Israel boya lo sheini bon. What do you mean? To the extent you're telling me that this woman was mezana already, that means she's already also labal. So if she's already also labal, there's no kishem shasru labal kachasru labal. So the Shmos Yaakov says it's a tamir to me. It's a gishmak hakira. It's the Issa boil tali and this about abila. It's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara in Sanhedrin, not memalaf amid aleph. Because the gemara says mefurish, right? According to Rav Chanan, so the Gemara came out in Cheshvin that what would be if this woman was already Asa Labayla, Afilu Hachi, if the Boyal is a new person, then they would have the same Koyach HaTayna of La'oistra Al Boyal Labanu. What do you mean? To the extent that she's already Asa Labal, so it comes out that this Bia with the Boyal didn't really make her Asa. So if the bia didn't make her asa, like the maros sasain, so l'chayra she doesn't become asa to the bayil. And the gemara is mefur, yeah, lo yisra bayil abanu. So l'chayra is mefurish in the gemara. Then it's mefurish in the gemara that even though this bia is not shafing in isra bayil, about filu hachi it's going to shaf in isra. So rabbuna meger tainid that yesh loy mapashit. Maybe the case would be where the eidim would come now to Besnin, and the eidim would say that she was mizana with someone else, but that dad's znus really happened first. Meaning, this woman was already asa l'vayla. Done. She was asa l'vayla. And now, Edom walk into Bezdin and say, you should know, this woman that's asa l'vayla, based on what? A bia that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? You should know, there was already a bia that had happened Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Happened months earlier, there was already a bia. If that's the case, the Edus right now is not making her also Levila, because she's not anyways also Levila. She's also Levila out the Bia of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But it's going to make her also Levila. And the reason it's going to make her also Levila is because it's Nisbarer now that it wasn't the Bia of Rosh Chodesh Nisan that made her also Levila. It was really the Bia of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So that Boil Takin made this happen. And if that Boil is the one that made it happen, so based on that, it's already going to be a problem. So Kivega Kedarka Bekoidish, a little bit beyond the scope of this ray, he's Mefalful based on one of the Tosfos here in our Sugya Ayin Shom. If you want to look it up, at the hen, it's a beautiful, beautiful shtickle teri. You can follow cheshbon. It's very, very gishmak. Ayin shom. But I just want to speak on one ha'ar, and that is that really this shaila of whether the iser boil is tali and the iser baal, this is something that we've spoken about over the years. And really, where this comes up big time in the achroinim and the tshuvas from Gedolei Yisrael was with regards to the idea that if someone's ma'anis, an eshes Yisrael, so you have an eshes Yisrael and a man is ma'anis her. Is there an Isser Boil in that case, or is there not an Isser Boil? The reason there wouldn't be an Isser Boil is because an Eishes Yisrael She Nensa doesn't become Asa Labayla. So because she doesn't become Asa Labayla, so maybe there's no Isser Boil. But if the Isser Boil and the Isser Baal are not totally in each other, so then it could be that, I understand there's no Isser Baal, but how could there be no Isser Boil? How could the Boil not be Asa to this woman right now? Right? L'chayra, he was ma'anis in Eishes Ish, and there's an Indian of an Eishes Ish, a Zinsa becomes also to the Boil. Now, she wasn't Beratzen Beseda, but he was Beratzen. So L'chayra, his Ratzen, you would think, would maybe be enough in order to create an Isser. And the truth is, the Beis Shmuel and Simon Yod Aleph clears the Shaila, he talks about in the context of she's an Eishes Kayin, there it's more understandable, because there she does become Asa Labal. And in the context of where she is an Eishes Ish, where does this come up? In Yeshiva. Ksubas Daf Tes, right? The most famous daf in Olam HaYeshivas. Why does it come up in Ksubas Daf Tes? Because the Gemara over there talks about David HaMelech, right? That David HaMelech with the Maisa Batsheva. Batsheva was an Eishes Ish, and David was, again, Kaloyim David Chata Inei Alataya, but at the same time, seems like there was some bio with David and Batsheva, and at the same time, what ended up happening? after Uriah Achiti is killed at war, David Melech ends up marrying Bathsheba. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, I don't understand. L'chayr Bathsheba is doch given an Eishas Ishazinsa. So if she was an Eishas Ishazinsa, how was she allowed to marry David? L'chayr, an Eishas Ishazinsa, Mezana Tachas Baila, K'shem Shasur Labayal, Kachasur Labayal. David's the Baal, right? David Melech's the Baal. So if that's the case, how is it Mutan? The Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz, the Gemara says, Mipnei Malo Yasrua, Hosam Oynesha, because it was an Oynes. I mean that it was an oinus, so what? Being that it was an oinus, she never became also to her husband. And if she never became also to her husband, she's not going to be also to the Bible. The Iba Yisayim, the Gemara says, Kiyod, Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yoinusen. Kal Yoitzel and Mechemes Beis David get Christus Koisa B'yodai, which is, of course, the Gemara's has Hezber in Kal Oimu David Chati En Elotai. But the bottom line is, it sounds like from this Gemara that the Gemara was Mesuping in this Shaila. As I state in Beis Shmuel, I'm telling you a Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer Simen Yudal. This, he says, the Chayr are the two Terutzim in the Gemara. That the Gemara wasn't sure why David was Mutab B'Batsheva. One terrace from the Gemara said because she was only an oinus. What does the Gemara mean she was an oinus? It means because an Eisha Sishen Nensa, the halach is she's Mutal Labal, she's Mutal Labal. So Mel, she's going to be Mutal Labal as well. But what's the second terrace of the Gemara? The second terrace, well, it sounds like, wasn't happy with this. No, Kala Yoitzel Mechemes based David. It means the second terrace is masking to the Maksha that really she should be also to David. It was an oinus. The Teretz says, who cares it was an oinus? At the end of the day, as it relates, klapi the boil. So we mamish have this great hakira over here. We kishem shasrul about kachasrul the boil. You need bepoil that there should be an iser to the boil, or you don't need bepoil that there should be an iser to the boil. So one last mar makim, and that is that Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is an Ebenezer Chelek Galif, Simin Chavav. He says that maybe this shaila, this great hakira of the Beis Shmuel, which Chura, we're learning up in the Shvuz Yakim, the Marasasim, with this Rav Kivegin, Rabbeinu Meger, could be, it's Tali in a Machloikis, in a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is in the beginning of the fifth parak of Mesechta Soito. So the Mishnah says like this, Keshem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Labayo, Shenemar V'nitma, Zoyis Teres HaKinois HaShetiste Isha, Tachas Isha V'nitma. The Gemara explains that what does this mean? Shenemar V'nitma, could have said Nitma. It says vinitma, the vav is moisef, and teaches me not only is she also to the baal, she's also also to the baal. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua said, Kacho yodayr scharya ben akatzav. Rabbi Yomish, shnei pam mamur beparsha nitma vinitma. It says the word nitma and vinitma. It says vinitma, that's the word we just mentioned. It also says, va'avar l'vruach kuna v'kine sishna v'hinitma. Why is it twice? Echel l'baal v'echel l'baal. So we have a machlokes and a mishnah. Rabbi Akiva on the one hand, and Zechariah ben Akatsav on the other hand. Rabbi Akiva says, what's the Makar Kshem Shasul Labar Kachasul Labar? It's the Vav of Initma. Zechariah ben Akatsav says, no, because it says Nitma of Initma. Zochtach Sam Soif in the Tshuva, Omna Me'oz Kvar Amarti. He says, I've said, Yorin Tzirik, that I hold that this Chakir of the Beis Shmuel, which is the two Terutzim of the Gemara, Ksubis Tav Tes, is totally in the Shail. If the Issa Boil was learned out from the Vav of Nitma, that means Sai Issa Baal and Sai Issa Boil are being learned out from the same word, nitma vinitma. So it's mistaber and it's yitachin that the only time you have an isabayil is when you have this about. If there's the nitma, then you have the vinitma. But if you don't have the nitma, then the vav's not being moisif on anything. But if it's fables under a psukim, ein pasik is nitma, and the under a pasik is vinitma, so then l'chur, the two psukim have nothing to do with each other. And if the two psukim have nothing to do with each other, then it's not muchach that the two things are going to be tali zeh b'zeh. The maisa, I happen to have a sefer. It's called Sefer Chedushei Rabbonim Eger. Chedusha Malashas, Chuvas Umichtevei Torah. This is a sefer that was put out once upon a time, and it's a likud from different Torah from Rabbonim Eger. It's a pretty thick sefer. On the Sechta Sanhedrin, there's three shtiklach. One of those three shtiklach is on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. It's this shtickle right here. So I was going through it a little bit. This is the shtickle that Rav Kivega was referring to, and if you look at that shtickle, so Rav Bunim Eger, he was Mitzayin the Beis Shmuel, and he was Mitzayin Ksubas Daftaz, he's all over the sugya. So the Tzushtal is a posh, the Tzushtal, Shtechen Rav Bunim Eger, the Tzushtal, but it's Zelbe Chakira, and that is, Kishem Shasur Lebal, Kach Asur Lebal. Do you need the Isser Baal Bepoyol in order to say that now there's going to be an Isser Baal, or they're two independent Isurin, either way, Tein Lechacham V'yech Gamoy, Zok de Gemara Vaita. Amar Rav Chizda said. So we're going to go back now to the halachas of the Mishnah that talk about bedikos, right? So you have the shevach hakiros, and then you have the bedikos. Our Gemara now is going to do a little bit of a nosedive into the concept of the bedikas, and then as we're going to see, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pashat can control itself. We're going to have some agadat already on the bottom of the yom. Amar Rav Chisda said, Echad Eimim B'Sayif Argoy, what would be if one of the Eidim say that there was a Ritzicha? But the Ritzicha happened with a Sayif, with a sword. Echad Eimim B'Aririn Hargoy. Rashi says Aririn is some other type of Kli Zayin. I guess you can use your imagination. Ein Zayin Nochin. So this is not good, right? What does it mean, Ein Zayin Nochin? That's a play on words. It says in the Torah, V'Darash V'Chakarta V'Shalta Heitev V'Inei MS Nochin Hador, right? We saw this in yesterday's app. But the point is the Ein Nochin, right? That doesn't stem to say this, because they're contradicting each other. Echad Eimim Kalev Shchayim. What would be, however, if one of the people, one of the Eidim say that the clothing that the person was wearing were black clothing? Echad Eimim Kalev Levonim. No, he was wearing white. Hareza Nochin, that's fine. That type of contradiction is okay, and this is based on what? Again, we've seen these sugyas already, right? This is based on the fact, because it's not integral to the Eidus, meaning that it's not integral, so therefore maybe it's lavadaite and a contradiction, and that type of thing is not such a big faith. One may say, I'll ask you a kasha, nochin. It says in the Torah of Hine Emes Nochin, we learn from this, Yehe Nochin. The Eidus has to be Nochin. What does that mean? Echad Eimim B'Sayif Hargoy, Echad Eimim B'Aririn Hargoy, or Echad Eimim Kalev Shchayim, Echad Eimim Kalev Levonim, Ein Zeh Nochoin. Right? It's as contradictory could be. It's mamash a blatant stira. Two braises. One braisa says, actually not two braises. It's Rav Chisda and a braisa. Worse. Rav Chisda says that Kalev Shchayim, Kalev Levonim is not a big deal, and the braisa shtei mufurish nishtazoy. So the Gemara says Tirgum. Rav Chisda himself explained Besuder Shechankubay. No, that Bryce that talked about Caleb Shchaim is talking about when somebody choked somebody. This is old school. And he used this sud. He pulled out his handkerchief and he did what he felt that he needed to do. And that was the Shiloh. Was it a black handkerchief or was it a white handkerchief? But then we're not talking about the color of the shirt. That's not the Nakud over here. Tashma Nacharai. Echodem is Sandal of Shchaim. What would be if one person said he was wearing black shoes? Echodem is Sandal of Shchaim. He was wearing white shoes. Ein Zeh Nochoin. It's a problem. Chura, this is Akashan Rav Chisda. Who cares what color shoes he's wearing? I said, Hasam Navi, can't you buy Bebe's Nadlibar? Talking about where he kicked him with his shoe. That's how he killed him. So this is the weapon. And being that this is the weapon, so of course it's Nege. Toshma from the Mishnah. Maisa Ubadak Ben Zakai, Be'ukce Te'ena. There was a story that Ben Zakai once did Bedikos, Be'ukce Te'ena. Now, when we learned the Mishnah, we were mefarish the Mishnah the way Rashi was, and that is talking about there was a ritzicha that took place underneath a fig tree, and Ben Zakkai was doing these bedikas. He wanted to know, tell me the nature of these ta'inim, what exactly were they like? But the Gemara is going to go through what the Mishnah means in real time, so we have to make believe we don't have that information. Ma'isa ubadak Ben Zakkai po'uksi ta'ina. What's the kasha? The kasha is, it sounds like these uksi ta'ina are, I don't know, something not so important, right? Maybe the pshat is the way Rashi explained it in the Mishnah. I don't know. It sounds like something insignificant. So why was he doing bedikas? Obviously to try to get them to trip up. I mean, what's the point? The point is that if they trip up on the Uksay Te'ena and it's neither here nor there, he wouldn't have asked the questions. So obviously this was something that was important. So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Rabbi Chama said, yeah, the Maisa was, Kencha Okatz Te'ena B'Shabbos. The story was somebody actually ripped a Te'ena off a tree on Shabbos. The Allah Kamikto. This is what he's getting killed for. So it's not that punked where it was. No, this is the murder weapon, so to speak. This is the proverbial subject of the Misas Bez. And that's the case. It's integral. But the Gemara of Atani, we learned in a Braisa, Amruloi Tachas Te'ena Hargoi. Nah, the story was clearly a homicide. It was a Ritzicha. That's what they told Yehoshua Zagin. It happened underneath Elo Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kigoin Sheshofte Biyichu Shal Te'ena. No, the case was where it's true. It happened underneath the Te'ena, but the person was killed with the branch of the Te'ena. Being that he was killed with the branch of the Te'ena, again, the Te'ena is not punked. Tashma, but the Gemara says, I have a problem with that. Because Amar Lehen, Rabbi Echman Zakai, or Ben Zakkai, I gave away the end of the Gemara, I apologize. But Ben Zakkai, because the Gemara is going to have a whole arichas now, is it Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai? But Ben Zakkai asked them, Te'enozu, Ukzeo Dakin, or Ukzeo Gasin. Right, was the Ukitz big, was it small? Te'enim Shchoyrois, Te'enim Levonois. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is that if it was the branch, Savaita, why are we talking about the Te'ena? It's the branch you should be asking questions about, not the actual Te'ena. Elo, Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, you're right, maskim. Ben Zakkai in the Mishnah stimmt nicht mit Rav Chisda. But aber mi Ben Zakkai loise linish. You're asking a kasha from Ben Zakkai? Shani Ben Zakkai. Ben Zakkai was different. The bedikos kechakiros mashvile. Because Ben Zakkai used to treat bedikos like hakiros. This is reminiscent of the Rabbeinu Bechaya that we spoke at yesterday. That just like the sheva hakiros, there's also sheva bedikos. But Shani Ben Zakkai, the bedikos kechakiros mashvile. So the Gemara says, my Ben Zakkai. Who is this Ben Zakkai? Ilema, who's the most famous Ben Zakkai of all time, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, of a faith to Gemara, Mihavi B'Sanhedrin. Was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, remember the Sanhedrin? Why not? Vatanya, because we learned it a braisa. Kol shnois of Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai, may the Esrin Shana, all of the years of Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai were 120. Arbav Shana Asa Bepragmatia. The first 40 years of Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai's life, he was Oisek Bepragmatia. So we know about Rabbi Yechonim that was Oisek Bepragmatia. That's the story of Ilfen Rabbi Yechonim. But this is not to be confused. This is Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai at the time. But either way, 40 years, he was Oisek Bepragmatia. Mem Shana Laman, he learned Torah for 40 years. And Arbav Shana Limeid, and he taught Torah for 40 years. Okay. That's the first piece of information we need to process in order to understand what the Gemara is about to ask. V'tanya, we have a brace. Arbam Shana Koyim Churban Abayis, 40 years before Churban Abayis, Sheni Golsa Sanhedrin. This Sanhedrin went into Golos, V'yashvala B'chanos, and it presided in the Chanos. That was a place, and that's where it was. V'om Rabbi Yitzchak Baru V'dimi, Rizva V'dimi said that why was it that the Sanhedrin went to Golos and decided to be in the Chanos, because they didn't want to pass in Dina Knos anymore. And you can't pass in Dina Knos unless you're in the Makom HaMikdash, you're in the Lishkas Saga, but the Gemara says, "Whoa, Dinei Knos, it's not true. You don't have to be in the Makom HaMikdash, right? You can't pass in the Knos in Bavel, let's say, right? That we know, but you have to be in the Lishkas Saga. You're right. Elish Leidanu Dinei Nefashis. They didn't want to pass in Dinei Nefashis anymore. That means 40 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, there's already no more Dinei Nefashis, right? So again, we know Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai lived 120 years. His 120 years could be divided into three groups: 40 years he was a Seicher, 40 years Shteig. And then 40 years he taught Torah, right? Those are the 120 years. We also know 40 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, there was already no more Dinei Nefashis. Now we need one third piece of information, and that is V'tanan, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. What was he misakin? A lot of things. Raut Shas, right? So we know all the famous takonos of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So what's the kasha? That means Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is limate, he's functioning as a leader in Klal Yisrael, noch the Churban. Which by definition would mean if he only led for 40 years, that he started less than 40 years before the Churban. And if he started less than 40 years before the Churban, that means he never could have engaged in Dinei Nefashis. Why not? Because there's no Dinei Nefashis already from 40 years before the Churban. So if you take these three halachas and you jumble them together, l'chur, it's impossible that the Ben Zakkai who's doing bedikis for Mises Besen is Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "Hey, lame Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai had a stim with this." So the Gemara says, "Ela Ben Zakkai da Alma. It must be some other person whose name is Ben Zakkai." The Gemara says, "Hachinami Mistabra. I'll prove it to these. I'll kedaich to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Because if you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rebbe Ben Zakkai, Rebbe, who's the author of the Mishnah, would he have referred to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai as Ben Zakkai?" Right? It's not possible. And if that's the case, it's poshut, this is a different Ben Zakkai. But the Gemara says, "I have a problem with that." Because from Vatanya, we learned to the Braisa. The Braisa is, right? It all happens in the Braisa. You have a Mishnah, you're not really sure what's going on, so you bring your Braisa. We can't say this enough times. So, Fate the Gemara, but there's a Braisa. And the Braisa says, "Maisa Ubadak Rabbon Yoichanon Ben Zakkai Bukze Tainim." Ah, this is a shtickel checkmate. The Mara says, "You're right. Well, it has to be Yoichanon Ben Zakkai. It's a first of nothing to discuss even. What's the kasha, all the math? It doesn't really stem. Talmud Yoichanon Rabbi Hafa. You have to say, when Ben Zakkai did this bedika, he wasn't yet Yoichanon Ben Zakkai. It's true. It was during the 40 years of Lomach, not during the 40 years of Limei. Now, if he was a Talmud Yoshefnei rabbi, so why does he have a seat at the table? Oh, we know this already. But Amar Milsa, Umistab Lutaimed, Kazok Takutasvara. See, he, Taka, by the way, is not even the one doing the Bedika, because he's not a member of the Sanhedrin. He has a seat, because if you say a good Vart, right, they bring you up maybe. But it's not even the point. The point is, at Kazok Tasvara, and the Oilam liked the Svara. The Kavu Bishmei, and because it was his Svara, so they said it over in his name. Now, why do we have two versions? We have the version of Ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Because Yavi Lomad, Ben Zakkai, Yavi Karlei, Ketamu Yoshefnei Rabbi. When they would say it over in his name, when he was still a Lomad. So who was he at the time? He was a Ben Zakkai. So that's why there was a Zamasair of Ben Zakkai. Obiki Yavi Limeit. But when he already started teaching, Yavi Karlei, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Kikarle Ben Zakkai. This Gemara is very wordy, and worthy. I'll shame the Meikar. It's based on what was Meikar. Kikarle Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. I'll shame the Hashda. Was based on this. It's true. It's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He's Ben Zakkai. He's Rabbi Yochanan. He's at this gezocht in real time als Ben Zakkai. Aber le meisten, he would steigeis to become Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And that's why you have it this way, you have it that way. I was thinking, why did Rebbe say Ben Zakkai? It could be just Pashal Oilam Yishna Adam Talmidai, the Lashon Ketzara, right? Say Ben Zakkai, not Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Mishnah says Ben Zakkai, the Braisa says Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Could be Pashim Shat, but either way. I'm joking. Maisa Ubadach Bechulu, Ma Ben Chakirois. But it's not a bad joke. Ma Ben Chakirois Bechulu. So going back to the Mishnah, we're not finished yet. So going back to the Mishnah, and we'll get back to this in a minute. So the Mishnah then said, what's the difference between Chakiris and Bedikos? Chakiris said the Mishnah, Echadoy me'ini idea, Edusim b'teila. Bedikos, when it comes to Bedikos, Echadoy me'ini idea. So Chakiru, one guy says any idea, on one of the questions, you're out. The whole thing is out. Because Eidishati Yachad Lazima. Right? That's going to be this Gemara we're about to learn right now. But when it comes to the Bedikos, so there, if one of them says any idea, Va'afilu, we need to have that word, Va'afilu, both of them say Einonu Yoidin, Eidusan Kayames. What if the Makhish, then it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Chakiru, it's a Bedikos, to the extent that there's Achosha, the whole thing is going to be knocked out. Zog to Gemara. Ma'afilu Shnayimoyim. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Bedikos, if one person says any idea, even if they both say Pshita, it's Pashit. Why is it Pashit? Ki Amri Echad, any idea, Dusan Kayames. Ki Amri Beitrei, Nami, Dusan Kayames. If one person says any idea, it's good. Then if two, for sure, it should be good. Why? So Pashit Pshan in the Gemara is because one eight is nothing, right? You need two Eidim. So Avifel, if one person says any idea, it's okay. That means if both of them say any idea, it's okay. You don't even have to get fancier than that. It's Bechlal Masayamana because in Dine Mamedis, Metafob and Tzvei Eidim. So if you don't need that both of the Eidim should know the answer to a question, that means you don't need any of the Eidim to know the answer to the question. So once you say, if one of them says any idea, Eidusen Kayemes, so it's Pshita, it's Nichlal, Minei Ubei, that both of them would say any idea, it would be the same thing. So again, the Gemara's Kasha is, what's that? Afilu Am Rav Sheishes. So Rav Sheishes made a major edit. He said, Aresha Koi, that line of Afilu is going back on the Resha. What's the Resha? The Chakiros part of the Mishnah. V'achi comment, this is the way you read the Mishnah. B'chakiros, when it comes to Chakiros, afilu shnayim oimrim yodanu. If both of them would say yodanu, ve'echad oimrim eni yodeya, edusim b'teilu. The v'afilu shnayim is talking about where they say, not eni yodeya, even if two would say, we know, but there's a third aid, man d'char shmei, now, and that third aid says, I don't know. We said eni yodeya b'chakiros is a problem. Even if two say yodeya, which means you have a good edus, but a third person says any yodeya, and then I do some betelu and keman who's that going like Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva the Makish Loishal Lishan is the famous Rabbi Akiva nimtze echemim kar v'pasli do some betelu. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, the first parak of Masechtas Makis, we've seen already. But according to Rabbi Akiva, we Makish 3-2. So if two would say any yodeya, it'd be a problem. If the third would say any yodeya, it's the same problem. But the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Rava said ve do some kayem es tani." And what's mavur from the Gemara is Rashi explains this is that Rav Sheishes is making an edit. We can live with an edit. But there's like a shir. It's Eil Dvarim Yesh Lahem Shir, right? I can hear an edit, but you can't push it. You want to tell me that Shnayim is going on the Resha, not on the Sefer? I hear. It's not Shnayim Oimrim Einonu Yoidim, it's Shnayim Oimrim Yoidim. And there's a third guy that wasn't even mentioned. I can hear that too. But you're also switching from Eidusen Kayemes to Eidusen Betela. Now your mama's pushing your luck. That I can't be soyful. For Eidus and Kayemes, right, that's in Cheshbon of the Gemara. Because Rav doesn't have a problem with Rav Sheishes' edit high level. He just has a problem with the punchline. You can't get it so wrong. It's just at some point, something's off a little bit. Elo, my Rav, so Rav said like this. He went with a similar ma'ach, meaning you see it clear in his teretz. He's going with Rav Sheishes' edit, but he's tweaking it a little bit. Meaning it's going under Reish, but this is the way you read it. Hachikam, afilu b'chakirois, shnayim amim yodanu. Again, it's talking about Chakiros. It's talking about the two said, not Einonu Yoidim, but Yodanu. There's a third guy who says Eini Yodea, but what's the difference? Not Eidusan B'Teilo, but Eidusan Kayemes. I thought when it comes to Chakiros, Eini Yodea B'Chakiros, Eidusan B'Teilo. Command the like Rabbi Akiva. That were not Makish, Loishan, Lashnaim. I mean that two of them is Eidusan Kayemes. Being two of them are good, so therefore the third one's not going to bother me. Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, we end with another anecdote. Tonu Sanhedrin Bei Rabbis, Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, the two great Amaram, they learned Masechta Sanhedrin, the Yeshiva of Rabba. Pogabu Rami Bar Chama, they met Rami Bar Chama. So again, let's get the names good. Rav Kahana and Rav Safra, they learned Masechta Sanhedrin, where? In the Yeshiva of Rabba. And then they bump into Rami Bar Chama. Amalus Rami Bar Chama told them, I am Ritu Bab Sanhedrin Bei Rabba. Tell me, you're learning Sanhedrin by Rabba? Oh, Rabba, you must be saying big lumdash shiurim, right? We know from Seif Makis and Seif Hurius, Rabba was the Oikir Harim. Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai, and Rabba was the Oikir Harim. He says, tell me, was some of the lumdash that he must be saying, Meri de Gazachin, Ma'am Ritu Babi Sanhedrin. If you told someone, I heard Shia and Sanhedrin from Baruch Be, what did Baruch Be say in Sanhedrin, right? This was his question. Amalei, they told him, Umayam Rina Babi Sanhedrin Greda, so Makashalacho. And the way Rashi explains what they meant to say was, meaning it sounds like this is a kolema Rashi, but what exactly is bothering you in your Sanhedrin that you want to know what Rabbi said in his Sanhedrin? Meaning from the question, it sounds like you're learning Masechta Sanhedrin, and Epis, there's like a hot toast for somewhere, like there's something a little shver. So you want, right, my kashalcha, it sounds like something's bothering me. Hey, so he told him, I'll tell you what's bothering me. Mehadik Tani, what's bothering me is the first Mishnah in the fifth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. Ma ben chakiris lebedikah, it's chakiris echad ame eni yadeya, dusam petet lebedikah, ame echad eni yadeya, vafilu shnayim oimim enanu yoydin, e dusam kayemis. Right, wasn't it a chakiris eni yadeyas, chakiris eni yadeya, you knock the whole thing out, by bedikas, it's fine. Mech, idi vidi deiraisi, they're both deiraisa, right, the rashta, the chakai, everything's deiraisa. Is maishna chakiris, and maishna bedikahs? This is the question then. He said, Rambam Chama said, I don't know the answer to this question. Amalei. So, or it's really Umrule, right? That's the right grammar, because he's talking to Rav Kana and Rav Safra. So they tell Rami Bar Chama, Hachi Hashto, okay, that's the kasha. Bechakiros, Omar Echot, Eni Yodei, Dusan Vatel, Havala Eidu Shatu Yochel Azimo. Omar Bedikos, Omar Echot, Eni Yodei, Dusan Kayenes, Eidu Shatu Yochel Azimo. So anyone, right, that's been following Sanhedrin up until this point knows the answer to this question, but that's because of this Gemara. But in real time, Rami Bar Chama didn't know this answer, and that's Umrule, they told him this. Umrule Husi, he told him, Ihachi. They said, if this is what you're saying over in the name of Rabbah, oh, you're saying a lot. Because this is good. Oh, it's kedai to go to Rabbah just to know this, right? Because this is very, very good. Amrule said, they told him, mitivuse demar amrinam ba tuva. Because you're being very kind to us, so you're saying that we're saying a lot. Abiminezihuse demar. If you wanted to be sharp with us, Rashi, im hoyisa roitza lahatris banu ulahakshois, then already we would have nothing to answer, and loyam rinabav lechada, meaning, yeah, we're repeating the shir, but I know you can ask us a kasha, and to be honest with you, I don't even know how to answer the kasha. So you're being very nice to us, and we appreciate it. Very, and this is where the story ends, by the way. We appreciate it, but at the same time, I'm positive that if you wanted to be a little bit sharp with us, this is something without question you'd be able to do. So just to end with one light ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara on Daf Mem Malaf Amar Alaf discussed the Mishnah that said Maisa Ubadak Ben Zakai Beuktzei Te'enim. The Gemara a little bit of a shaila. Who is this Ben Zakai? So the Gemara said Ilayim the most famous Ben Zakai in Shas, which is Rabban Yoichanan Ben Zakai. Well, then why are you calling him then Zakai? You should call him Rabban Yoichanan Ben Zakai. But it's even more shver than that, because Rabban Yoichanan Ben Zakai, we know, only was limate for 40 years, and we know he was limate after the Chorban. And we know 40 years before the Chorban, there was already no Dinei Nefashis, so it doesn't seem to work. So first the Gemara said, maybe it's a different Rabbi Yechon and Zakai. The problem is the price and not that way. And the Gemara came out of Maskon, El Talmud HaYoshef Lefnei Rabbi Yav. It was really a Talmud HaYoshef Lefnei Rabbi when he was Badak. And if that's the case, he wasn't really the one that was Badak, because he wasn't a member of the Sanhedrin. Rather, he said a milsa, U'mistabrelu taimi, the Olam liked it. V'kavu b'shmein, they would always say it over in his name. Now, sometimes they would say it over as Ben Zakai, because the original member was Ben Zakai, because that's what he was known as. Then later became Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, and that's why it was mentioned already as Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakai. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai was known as Ben Zakai, and he was also known as Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakai. Recently, we spoke out from the Igeres Hashnia of Rav Shvi Ragoyin, where Rav Shvi Ragoyin discusses how you find that all Tanaim and Amiran and Shas are presented in one of five ways. Right? Sometimes you have a Tana Amir that's mentioned with no name. Sometimes you find that they're mentioned as Rav. Sometimes they're mentioned as Rebbe. Sometimes they're mentioned as Rabban. And sometimes they're mentioned as Mar. And Rav Shvi Ragoyin in his Igeres, he lays out exactly how this works. He says that the early Tanaim were on the highest level imaginable, and because they were on such a high level, whenever their names were mentioned, they were mentioned with no title at all. He said, just like the Nevi'im, Ezra HaSofer, Yeshaya, Yecheskel, Hosea, Amos, Nochum, Tzfanya, Zecharia, right? They don't have any names. Why? Because they're so great, and any title that you're going to give them is actually going to diminish a little bit from their greatness. It's actually going to take away because of how great they are. He says that the Chachamim that had received Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, they were known as Rebbes. Meaning, once there was already a Yeridus Adoris, and people were going to have titles, so at that point, anyone that had gotten Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, the title that he got was Rebbe. The Chachmei Bavel, who didn't get a proper Smicha, as we know from learning Masechta Sanhedrin, they would be known as Ravs. The Nesiim were known as Rabbans, and he said the Reish Kalusa were known as Mars, and sometimes they were also known as Rabbana. Rabbona Ashi, as mentioned in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and in different places in Shas. But the bottom line is, this was the sort of high level mahalach that Rav Shvira Goyen in his Tzveita Igeres laid out in terms of understanding exactly how you're supposed to understand the different Tanah. Now, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is referred to in our Gemara as Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right, we have two names. We have Ben Zakkai and Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now, if Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is known as Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, then that would have to mean by definition that he received smicha. Because, not just smicha, it means he would have to have been the Nasi. Because we're saying that it was only the Nasiim that were known as Rabban. Now, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a Nasi? So if someone asks you the question, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a Nasi? For some reason, somebody stops you in the street, yes, you this question. Tell me, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a Nasi? The answer is yes, right? Why would the answer be yes? Because if he was Rabban, you know the Igeris Hashmiya of Rav Shvira Goyen. So yeah, I know all the Rabbans had to have been Nasi. Truth is, a little bit of a chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would have been a Nasi. The reason it's a little bit of a chiddush is because he didn't come from Malchus Beis David, right? We're learning Sanhedrin now, so we know this, that the Nasiim, they came from David HaMelech, Mitzad Ha'en, and Reish Galusim came from David HaMelech, Mitzad Ha'av. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai doesn't come, he's not from the family, right? Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the father of Rabbi, Rabbi Yudan Nasi, right? Rabbi Yudan Nasi in the end of Ksubas, he's figuring out which one of his sons should be the next Nasi. You have Rabbi Yudan Asiya, right? So yeah, we know who all the Nasiim come from. All the Nasiim come from the family of David HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is not from that Mishpacha, right? His father is Zakkai, right? So he doesn't come from this family. So it's also a pun in the sugya. But the bottom line is that's who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes from. And if that's the case, for her it's a little bit shver. And just to bring out the Nakuda a little bit better, that is, there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. It's a very important tshuva for a bunch of reasons. We've quoted it many times, Be'ez Hashem, over the years. But one part of this tshuva that's Negei L'Nyaneinu, and this is in Shailos HaTshuvas Erechayim Simen Yud Beis, where the Chassam Sofer brings from the Ramah Mipano, that the Ramah Mipano said that historically, the Nesias never went over B'Yerusha. The Nesias never went over B'Yerusha. Meaning, Shimon HaTzadik was the Nasi, ostensibly. The next Nasi would have been L'chayr Antignus Ish Soichoy. Then you have Yosi ben Yoyezer, and right, Ashmai and Aftalion, Shammai and Hillel. It always went from one person to another. It doesn't look like it's father, son, father, son. Then at the end of Bayis Sheni, all of a sudden, it seems to be in the family of Rabbi Gamliel. And this seemed to be something critical, so important that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ironically, when he goes to the Kesar in the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, and the Kesar says, "Now I'm so impressed with you, grant, you know, three wishes and I'll give it to you." And he doesn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash Kiyadu, but the bottom line is one of the things was, he says, "I want the Shal Shalzer," because at that point, the Nasius was going. So what changed? Because it doesn't sound like you had Malchus Beis David, Sefer Melachim, and then all of a sudden you have a few hundred years where there are Nesim. It doesn't sound like it has anything to do with the family of David HaMelech. And then all of a sudden there's this great pivot. And that pivot happens about 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. And it goes beyond the Churban. And this is very, very important, you see, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So what changed? So the Chassam Sofer brings from the Ramah Mipano, he said that Be'etzim, Be'etzim Nesius is Keset Torah. Who is the Nasi? The Nasi was the Grace of London. It's Keset Torah. Keset Torah doesn't go over by Yerusha, right? Keset Malchus goes over by Yerusha. Keset Kahuna goes over by Yerusha. Oh, but Keset Torah, that's Munachas Bekeren Zavis. Anybody that wants to chap it has a right to go ahead and chap it. He said, stating that, at the end of Bayis Sheni, there was a Malchus amongst the Jews, but the Yidden, we know, considered it an illegitimate Malchus. Who was the Melech? It was Herod. It was Hordas. The Gemara is in the beginning of Bava Basra. And they felt that he was an Eved, Eved Ki Imloich, and as a result, they had a big problem with the Malchus. And that Malchus was going over B'Yerusha, was following all the Chukeya Malchus. But the Chum had a big problem with it, because they felt it was illegitimate. So what they did was like this. They said that we're going to make our own Malchus. It's going to be like an undercover Malchus. And the Nasi is now going to wear two hats. He is going to wear the hat of Keset Torah, and he's going to also wear the hat of Keset Malchus. And this was the Chachomim's way of protesting and being Moicha on the Malchus of Hordas. So now all of a sudden the Nesias would go over B'Yerusha. It's a fascinating thing. Right, there's an Indian of B'Malochim Yimloichu. Right, from Keset Torah, from the Torah, Keset Malchus. B'Malochim Yimloichu. And the bottom line is that there was a Bechin of Malchus that came from this, and that's how this went over. And this is This is the Ramami Panra that Chassam Sofer brings. And he says, does the Chassam Sofer, Ubedvarav Hevanti Hetev Divrei Tzavos, right? He goes and explains a whole bunch of different Gemaras related to Rebbe. Right, one of them is that the Gemara says the Rebbe wants to ask the Shaila Mani Besoyer. He wants to know that if he would do an Avera Beshoigig, Shezdoinoi Chorus, would he bring the Seira, the regular Karmel Chatas, or would he bring the Karmel Chatas of Asher Nasi Yechta, the one that the Nasi would bring? And the Chassam Sofer says it's a Pella, that Gemara. It's from the schwerste Gemara in Shas. Why is such a schwer Gemara? The reason such a schwer Gemara is because the Nasi that's mentioned in the Torah that brings the special Chatas is the Melech. The Nasi is not the Nasi as in that Nasi. So what was the Shaila? He said the Oimek of the Shaila was, is because being that the Nasius at that point was wearing another hand, it was also B'chin of Kesa Malchus. See, how far did the Chachamim take it? Am I Mamish a Melech? I have a Din Melech? It's not out the Nasir Shabbat. It's out the Malchus was licked in the Nasir Shabbat. This is all Divrei Chassam Sofer in Tshuva Yudeis and Arichan. There's a lot more going on in this Tshuva. But this is the part that's Negeli. But the bottom line is, this was a Tkufa where the Nasir was going over by Yerusha. And being that the Nasir was going over by Yerusha, so the Chayra, at that point, Vukum Tarayim Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. And l'chayre, the answer is that Riecha Menzake was a Nasi, but it was for an interim period. And sometimes you have to have something interim going on, right? This is going on during the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, where it was not Oilam Kimen Hagoy Hoylech, and Rabbi Riecha Menzake takes the mantle of being the Nasi, and you see a sensitivity that even though right now, right, you're king for a day, right now Rabbi Riecha Menzake is the Melech. He Taka has the Nasius. But when he stood in front of the Kesar, he understood, I'm being Mevata, it's not about me, it's important for Klal Yisrael to actually go back. Right now, I'm the acting Nasi. Because right now, everything is in Gansim of Uvul. But at the same time, you appreciate it. This is not really who was supposed to be. And that's why he's going ahead and fighting. But as it relates to Pshat and our Gemara, right? Our Gemara said that he was Ben Zakkai, and then he became Rabban Yoichel Ben Zakkai. Lulei de Mistafina. I don't even think it's Lulei de Mistafina. I think there was a huge interim period where it wasn't that way. Rabbi Yoichel Ben Zakkai was Ben Zakkai. Then he became Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, like Rabbi Akiva, and like Rabbi Tarfin, and like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. And then, for a short period of time, he would become the Nasi, and this was Ba'achris Yomav, and it was for that Kufa that he would be known as Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Just in Pshat, a little bit of the rest of the story.